إن الحمد لله تعالى الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته لهم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, children in Islam, sister if we have sister, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First I apologize about last week. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to help us to continue inshaAllah ta'ala our da'wah program for the Muslim and everywhere, and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive all of us inshaAllah and guide us for knowledge. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to give shifa for those who are suffering from disease inshaAllah ta'ala. Our topic today inshaAllah ta'ala, until we pray the Isha, it's gonna be like a part of fiqh. One of the brothers sent email to us and he asked about sunan al-salah. He said he went to another masjid and the people argue about a sunan al-mu'akkada, the sunnah mu'akkada from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did I mention this before? The Sunnah Mu'akkada, I mentioned it before 2 weeks ago. طيب الحمد لله. So we took the other part inshallah ta'ala from inshallah our class inshallah. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي أخرجه الإمام الترمذي بسند صحيح, ثلاثة لا تجاوز صلاتهم حناجرهم. Three kind of people, their salah will never reach their throat here, or the throat. The throat here, that means Allah doesn't accept it. Na'uzu billah. Number one, al-abdu al-abiq. Servant is always belonging to the sayyid, to the master. The slave is belonging to the master. And then if this slave escape from his master, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala never accept anything from him because he's belong to his master. And this is done, we don't have these slaves anymore. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and because everybody will be under the contract, if the sayyid, the master, bought any slave in the market or from anyone, this slave totally became, he owned him. Like Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu arda. Sayyidina Bilal used to be under Umayyah ibn Khalaf. And Umayyah ibn Khalaf, after he learned that Bilal, he converted to Islam and he became a Muslim, he started to torture him. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda, when he passed by and he saw Bilal under the torture, under the pressure of Umayyah ibn Khalaf, so he offered the money to buy Bilal radiallahu anhu arda. When he bought him, so Umayyah ibn Khalaf, he agreed to sell him. So Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu arda has been freed by Abu Bakr. When Abu Bakr paid the price, his price to Umayyah ibn Khalaf, and then Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he free him after that, alhamdulillah, for fi sabilillah azza wa jal. But the master own the slave all the time. He cannot go anywhere. If anyone escape from his master, that means his deed is not accepted. Second one, al-mar'a allati batat wa zawjaha ghadbanun anha. Any woman in Islam whom she sleep her single night while her husband became angry from her. And this is very important topic for all of us, for those who married. This message for our sister, it's very dangerous in Islam. Any woman will leave her husband and her husband for any single night, and her husband sleep that night and he is angry from her, her salah is not accepted at all. ولعنتها الملائكة, and the angel will curse her. There is no any permission for any woman to leave the bed of her husband without his permission. So there is a lot of hadith, and we have a lot of disease in this area. In the Muslim community, a big number today of Muslim, they went through divorce, Sheikh Haider. They ask for divorce. Why? Because the money issue become in between. When the woman start to go outside and leaving her house and making her own money, she became actually took advantage sometime, and sometimes she does disobey her husband. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الشريف الذي أخرجه الإمام البخاري ومسلم بسند صحيح, إذا صلت المرأة خمسها, if the woman she pray her five salah every day, وصامت شهرها, and she fasted the month of Ramadan, number three, and وأطاعت زوجها, and she became kind and obeying her husband, and number four, وحفظت فرجها, and she guard and secure her private part from all the strange people. قيل لها يوم القيامة, in the day of the judgment she will receive a call from Allah تبارك وتعالى, ادخلي من أي باب الجنة شئتي, enter from any gate of Al-Jannah you want. So if even if she wanted to enter the highest level of Al-Jannah because of these four deeds, four, Allah تبارك وتعالى will honor her too much because she did. That's what we ask the woman to do in this life, to pray her five salah, to fast the month of Ramadan, and she obeying her husband, and number four, to guard and secure her private part and her body, of course, from the strange people in the streets, in anywhere. And the problem for the Muslim woman today, it became like she became a stubborn. When her husband, for example, asks her to do something, she doesn't obey. As you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in khutbat al-wada' in al-hajj al-akbar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addressed a message for both of them, the male and female, in khutbat al-wada'. Al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, khutbat al-wada' means the last khutbah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he performed in Arafah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصيكم بالنساء خيرا, أوصيكم بالنساء خيرا, I advise you to be kind with her, فإنهن عوان عندكم, they are like a trust in your house, you have to treat it good إن شاء الله تعالى. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم started to describe the duty for men and female and the woman. And he said, start with men first. فَقَدْ أَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. You marry the woman because of what? كلمة الله. Marry me by the name of Allah and sunnah رسول الله. Is that the marriage, right? So you're taking the woman only by word. There is nothing at all more than that. I was waiting outside, somebody called me from another masjid. They want to make the contract of nikah, contract of marriage. So he asked me a question about the wali. The wali is the father is there. Can he make the contract of marriage himself? Father sitting in a meeting. Can he make, he became the wali. And also, he's the one he make the contract of marriage. This question they ask me just before I enter the masjid today. So it is a trust for those who testify the contract of marriage. Trust to be honest and to make full or legal contract of marriage before they do for any kind of marriage. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continue and said, you marry the woman by the word of Allah. Marry me by the word of Allah. وَسُنَّةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Is that the marriage? طيب. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِأَمَانِ اللَّهِ. And you get the woman and you enjoyed the woman and you enjoyed everything in a woman, her private part, by amani Allah, by the security of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, by the safety of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So the contract, who is the witness for the contract of marriage, is Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And of course the witness which we have it in that time of meeting. Now, and he started the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to describe the duty for men. وَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَلَهُنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. First start to give the woman right over the man, the wife over her husband. كِسْوَتُهُنَّ وَرِسْقَهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The woman have right over men for two things: الرزق والكسوة. رزق means mean to support them financially. And number two, to buy the clothes, to prepare the house for her. That is the duty for man all the time. If the man fulfill with this contract and he give the woman her rights, shelter, food, clothes, and he give her all of that, and he give her, of course, her right in the bed too, that mean the woman obligation over the woman to obey her husband. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? So any woman in Islam, she has a full support from her husband, house, food, clothes, and he give her right, he became obligation over the woman to obey her husband, because that is the kind of marriage. Any woman disobeying the husband without any legal reason, she will be guilty in front of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ayyuma imra'a talabat az-zawaj at-talaq min zawjiha bighayri 'udhr lan tashum ra'ihat al-jannah. Any woman will ask her husband to divorce her without a legal reason. A legal reason in Islam, such as we said, what is illegal? He doesn't support her financially anymore. He doesn't buy clothes for her. He doesn't actually prepare a house for her. If the man fail to produce all of that to the woman she could ask for the talaq. Even the ulama in the fiqh, he said for some time being, he lived with her for a certain time, and after a while, this man he became sick, and he's not able to support his wife anymore. So the woman that time, if she will be patient of her destiny from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, she will enter the Jannah because of that. She became patient because that is not, he doesn't have an option for that. But any woman in Islam ask her husband to divorce her without any legal, such as house, food, clothes, give her right in the bed too, so that means actually the woman, she has no chance even to smell the paradise in the day of the judgment. That's the duty for the man over the woman. Number two, also the man, he has right over his wife in Islam. What is the right for the man? The right as the Sharia described it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith narrated by Jabir رضي الله عنه وارضاه, and in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari. The man has a right over his wife. أَلَّا يُطِئَنَّ فُرُشَكُمْ أَحَدًا تَكْرَهُونَ. not to bring any strange male or female to the house of the husband. Again, man has a right over his wife, not allow for the woman to bring any strange people to the house without the permission from who? The husband, even the woman. Because this house, if the husband build it up, so therefore the woman, she's not allowed in Islam to bring any strange. Because why the woman? Because you know that the woman, she could make the house corrupted. You have idea? If she invite another woman, for example, and this woman, she's not a relation. This case came to me, wallah, subhanallah. Case to me. The brother, he came and complained to me. He told me, Sheikh, we will have a happy life. And suddenly my life became like a nightmare. So why? He said, because my wife, she invited another woman, and this woman, since she came to my house, she make everything, she damaged my house. Why? The first one, this woman whom she invited her husband bought like two family house. And this brother, he has like a very small apartment. And when the woman, she entered, said, what kind of miserable life you have? What is that here? You live in one bedroom and it's dark. What kind of furniture this? What is it? Look, what's exactly? Look at the TV. You have a black and white TV. My husband, he bought 60 inches TV for me. Plasma TV. So the woman, she found herself in the end. SubhanAllah. She found herself actually in a very difficult situation. Then after that, she complained about the furniture. She complained about the life. She complained about so and so. The woman all the time, they looking for something nice, comfortable. Any woman in general, they need to live like a comfortable life. Comfortable life. Therefore, that's what happened with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the woman, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at their life compared to the other, some of the companions, they started actually also not to complain, but they show that they suffering in this life. Because what they got from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha ardaha, as Imam Ahmad wa Abu Dawood mentioned in one of the hadiths, she said, ما كان يوقد في بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نار للشهرين أو الثلاث, أو كما قالت رضي الله عنها وارضاه, we did not have a fire to be lighted in a house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. What does that mean, fire to be lighted? For cook, to cook. There is no cook in the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, sometime 2 months and 3 months. That means because they have nothing. Remember Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaah, when she used to actually came a one faqir, poor, he came and a knock at the door. He said, my mother, I need to eat. Then she looked in all the house, she found nothing. But she has a maid servant, female. She told, what do you have? He said, I know, mother, that you are fasting. Anti sa'ima. Wala yujadu illa ka'ka. There is nothing in the house except ka'ka. Ka'ka, it's been like any kind of pastry or anything small, bread, sweet. So I save it for you for your iftar. One small bistri for Aisha, the maid or the servant, she made it for her, for her iftar, only to take only this piece. And Allah, we'll ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to forgive us. Look in Ramadan what we have, how much food we have. But she has a small, like a small piece of bread, she made it for her, for iftar. The faqir, he knocked at the door, mother, I am hungry, I did not eat. She looked all over, no food. She told her, what you have? She said, I made only for you a small bread for your iftar. قال, give it to him. Said, Ya Ummah, mother, you have nothing for iftar. Said, give it to him. See how these people, between us and them, sometimes if you compare between us and this generation, Wallahi, like the gap between the gap, the heaven and earth. She gave it to him. And Ummul Mu'mineen, she fasted the whole day. Then after that, at the time of Azan for Maghrib and Iftar, somebody knocked at the door. Mother, open the door. Open the door, mother. Then the servant, she opened the door for someone, and she found him. He got, at the time of iftar, the whole baked goat, and give it to, actually, to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha ardaha, she looked to the woman, and she told her, did you see? You sacrifice with one bread, we have the whole goat. Allah send it to us. But the issue here, in the houses of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no food. Sometimes they live only with a tamr. Kunna na'ishu ala aswadaini. The houses of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everywhere they used to eat the tamr and water. Nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. But for this kind of difficult, even the wife, our mother, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they suffer from this kind of life. And one day after that, all of them, they complained. And the Prophet ﷺ, he went to the masjid and he left them for 1 month. He make i'tikaf in the masjid. And he left all of them. And Allah sent the ayat to train the wife of the Prophet ﷺ. Ya nisa al-Nabi, in kuntunna turidna al-hayata al-dunya wa zinataha, fata'alayna umatti'ukunna wa usarrihkunna sarahan jameela. O wife of the Prophet, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, wife of the Prophet, if you seek in the desire and that beauty of this dunya, of this life, come, I let you enjoy it. How I let you enjoy it? Huh? If you are not patient in this life, I will let you enjoy it more than that. What you have to do? I will divorce all of you. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَا الْحَيَاءَ الْآخِرَةِ. And if you looking for the hereafter and the benefits of the war of the after, be patient and be with us sabirat, the meaning of the ayah. So after this ayat revealed in the Quran, all of them, they submit. قَالُوا رَضَيْنَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. We accept Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be our Lord, our God. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. And Islam is our religion. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of them, they submit and they're satisfied in their life. So the wife all the time looking for something good. Therefore, actually, anyone for go for Hajj, don't forget to bring me gold from Saudi Arabia. You go to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, don't forget to buy gold. They love desires, they love dunya. And also Allah said, Zuyyina linnas حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين. Until the end of the ayah, زُيِّنَ, it was beautified for all mankind, for all people, alluring for all people, حب, the love of desires, النساء, النساء, all the time they love actually something good in the life. So if the man, he give the woman everything she wanted in this life, he has a guarantee a good life or happy life with her. But if the woman suffering under men because of money, because of the food, because there is no clothes, because so and so, subhanallah, it will be a trouble in their life. That means women are not allowed to bring in strange people to his house, because maybe a bad woman, she will enter the house and make corruption for all the house, complaining, and in the end what happened? And in the end what happened is, the wife, she will act like the other one. The wife, she feel that she's suffering in this life, And then in the end, what happened? We're going to have like in the end, a bad end. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Not allow for the woman to have any strange people without the permission of the husband. You may find some moderated life affecting the Muslim life. Sometimes the brother-in-law, for example, he came and he asked, where is brother? Where is my brother? I still in the work. And the wife, she opened the door for her brother-in-law, claiming that he's my brother. She's not allowed to do that at all. Not allowed even to enter anyone in the house without the permission. Because, let me ask you a question. The brother-in-law is ma'soom, is protected by Allah, or also could be actually easy way for the shaitan. I told you before in this masjid, a big disaster happened to the family here in America. The brother-in-law, he went and he knocked at the door while his brother is still in the work. I don't make a doubt about brother-in-law, but I'm just speak that in general. He went and she opened the door for him. My brother is here. No, he's still in a work. Okay, tfaddal, bismillah, tfaddal. And she let him enter. And when he entered actually the door, she started to make tea for him. And they became like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ayyuma imra'a, Ayyuma imra'a, rajulun wa imra'a, ishtama'a fi makanin ma, kana ash-shaytanu thalithuma. Any man and woman will meet each other in private place, the third part will be who? The shaitan. And in the end, we have a very big disaster. He went and he committed zina with his sister-in-law. He committed zina. So the situation for the woman, if anyone is not lawful for you, you are not, even the brother of your husband, your brother-in-law, you are not allowed to enter, to let him enter the house. If he come, for example, and he knock at the door, who is this? From behind the door. Who is this? I am your brother-in-law. Open this, Mahmoud. Your brother is not here. No, open the door. Okay, I'm going to wait for him. I'm sorry, I cannot open for you. Wait for him outside. My brother-in-law, the husband came. How come you don't open the house for my brother? My house for my brother. You leave him stay outside. The woman, she should tell him yes, because he knows that you are absent. He's not allowed to come while you are what? Absent. That is the right Islam. Same thing in the phone. Some of our sister, not because we live in America, somebody call the phone. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, the friend of your ever husband. Assalamu alaikum alaikum salam. Where is brother Ahmed? He's not here. He's still in the work. Subhanallah. How are you, sister? Alhamdulillah, I'm okay. What did you do? How come we didn't see you guys from long time ago? Word against the word. And the word starts with one, from instead 1 minute to answer the phone, it stay like half an hour. He asked her, what did you cook? What is your so and so? And how come you doing so and so? What did he do with you? This is not allowed in Islam at all. We see some brother and sister in the street, walking in the street, and the man, he became like open, and the woman, she became open. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, sister, how are you? No, I'm so sad from you. So sad from you? Why you are so sad from him? So exactly, how come we didn't see you from long time ago? Who are you? He's a friend of the family. Friend of the family. There's nothing called in Islam friend of the family. Friend, the man, when he meets any woman, even this is your best friend, and you meet his wife in the street, you are not allowed even to tell her assalamu alaikum. And I'm telling you here, I tell the sister, if any one of them, he take advantage and tell you assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, don't answer his salam. And I'm responsible for this. Life of the Muslim should be clean, pure, no relation, nothing between men and men and women are all strange men and strange women. That's why we have a big problem. I prefer to speak about it tonight because this is affecting our life day by day. So the woman in Islam, she has to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and doesn't have even some ulama, because we have this question also. Sometimes her brother, when he come to the house, he could make the life, their life miserable for the husband. Why? Because the brother, he doesn't like my husband. So what did he do? He encouraged his sister against her husband. Do you think you have marriage? This is a piece of coward. This is a donkey. This is so and so. Why you choose this man? Because he doesn't swallow him. He doesn't like him. So in the end, what happened? Indirectly, he misguided his sister to have a bad relation with her husband. And in the end, shall the man or all the man allow to stop any one of the family member of the wife? Yes. If he found that any one of her family member will corrupt her life, his life, will it change his life, will it change his house, he has a right to stop anyone, not even actually to permit him to come to the house anymore. That is the relation between. So any woman related to that, because the husband, he did something, she disliked it. So in the end, Come over. No, I'm not going to sleep with you the whole night, actually, in your room. So where are you going to go? I'm going to sleep in the other room. Some of the women like this, they punish. They want to punish the man. And what happened is, it came to me also, this question. Allah put us in this situation to receive a lot of questions from everywhere we go. Do you know what? How much? She punished him 1 month. 1 month she doesn't meet him. Subhanallah, who give her authority to do that? While he's the one, he supported her financially. House, he paid the expenses of the house. He buy the clothes for her. He buy the food for her. And in the end, I have no idea who should punish who. Allah tabaraka ta'ala described in the Quran about the woman when she a woman became disobedient. And how is the husband will treat her. As you know, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, in order to fix this relation, Allah, he give power for the man. If the woman, she do something like this, actually without any legal reason, the husband, he has right to punish the woman in a bed, exactly in his house. The first one, he has to advise her, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. If she continue do it, he has to go for the second level. The second level is to do what? فَحْجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجَعِ. Abandon her in bed. Don't sleep at the same bed, but don't make it 1 year, couple of days only, to show her that you are angry from her. If she continue to do that, فَضْرِبُهُنَّ. Beat them. And the beating, when you're beating them, يَا شَيْخ حَيْدَر, not in the face, not in a private face, because the brother sometime he taking his wife when he get mad. And what did he do? He start to actually punish her like a clay, Muhammad Ali clay in her face, and he damaged her completely. Sometime burn her back to our back in our country, he bring acids and he damaged all her face. You know all this. He burned her sometime in India. You know about all of this. And that's why they love material like this in the TV here to show this is the Muslim, that is the life of the Muslim. Look how the Muslim, he deal with his wife, how he treat his wife. It became like a big propaganda in the TV. They speak about day and night about that. You know, the women here are so open. Open is different than our open woman. Different. Subhanallah. I was in a work area. The girl, she spoke with another girl, and they don't realize I'm there in this area in the morning in one of the agency in the city. She started to speak with her loudly around the copy machine. And I have to finish something in this area, in the government. And she spoke with her co-worker. She told him, you know what? My husband is a police officer. And I told him yesterday, I fight with him yesterday. He said, what? Why you fight with the husband? The other woman asked her. She told him, I told him, we cannot be together like 7 days a week. This is too much. I need a 1 day for myself. and one day for yourself. We have to be free 2 days a week at least. Not to be together 7 days a week is too much. Then in the end, what happened after that? What she told her? I heard this man. Nobody told me. I heard this by my Allah witness. And then in the end, what happened? She told her exactly. He refused for a couple of months. But yesterday, I fought with him until he accepted. And the other woman, she told her, so what you do in your night? You are not in the house for one single night. Of course I go with my beloved friend, boyfriend. That's a life for them. That is a life for them to make in zina. So any actually in that time, this is not our life. They have a totally different life. Totally different life. That's why another case, when the brother came and got his wife, he's happy to bring his wife. Alhamdulillah, takbir, she got the green card. Aib. He got here in the house here. Say, Sheikh, alhamdulillah, I open apartment for my wife. I bought a nice furniture for her, nice food, alhamdulillah. And I ordered a cable TV, 136 channel. He gifted to his wife, 136, subhanAllah, when she gonna watch this? 136 channel. He gave her a cable because her cable is very nice. I told him, why you bring her all this TV? She has no time for the Quran. She has no time to learn the deen. He said, don't worry, a sheikh, she knows she can manage herself. After 3 months, he came. He came to me and he told me, you know, a sheikh, what happened? I said, what? My wife, she asked divorce. I said, what? Why she had 3 months and she asked for divorce? What? Of course, this brother, for your information, he worked in a shish kebab and falafel in you know the bush card in the Manhattan and all this selling food sheet. And if you sell in shish kebab and falafel, how you gonna smell? Shish kebab and falafel. The brother the whole day, even when he come to hug me, I told him, subhanallah, like you feed me falafel sandwich. Subhanallah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But anyway, falafel, they put garlic and all this stuff, you know. Alhamdulillah, it's a good food. All of us, we love it. So, what happened is, 3 months she asked for divorce. Three months. Why? Because of course the sister, she turned the TV, she found a handsome man in the TV. In the morning, he brings exactly the tray and he give it to his wife while his wife she's in the bed. And he give her good service and he fixes his hair, the hair, wearing tie. This is the TV in the movie. They do that actually for the wife. But what happened, Mr. Abdul Samad? What did he do every day? He came, he's very, very hard, very tired the whole day. And he dumped his bed, exactly himself in a bed, full of falafel. So the woman, she gonna look to the TV, or she gonna smell the falafel. That is a sin, that is another situation. So it is obligation in Islam for the marriage life in Islam that both of them, they must respect. Respect. Woman waiting for her husband with a nice clothes. Not to stay the whole day in a kitchen and to make the nice biryani and the nice so-and-so and without taking shower in the end of the day. This message also Muhsin, he needed, he can sit down now. Yeah, subhanAllah. So what we have to do, woman, she has to do her duty in Islam. Her duty to clean herself, to take a shower, and to make the best herself in the best perfume. Why? Because your husband the whole day in the street. So who in the street? A girl walking with the shirt? A girl walking actually with Medicare and Badicare and so and so? 5 kilos of makeup and so and so? He has a nice stuff in the street. So when he come in the house, he doesn't have to find a soldier waiting for him with a gun. So he has to find a beauty woman waiting for him. Prepare herself for him, put the perfume for him, comb the hair, and to be in the best pictures. So, in exactly, in other language, to cut his feather. You know what cutting his feather is. Not to permit him to look to another strange woman in the street. So the woman, she has to play a right goal here to make his life so he will love. When I'm going to come back to my baby, I love to see her, so and so. Not most of the Muslim men today, because they're ignoring this side. So I say, no, no. He said, exactly, can you take me with you for a dinner? And he takes the subhanAllah. But he went to put him in the house. He doesn't want to come back to the house. Why? Because when he come back in the house, what did he do? He found a list. 100 of clients complaining. Your father, your mother, your son, your children, so and so. No food, no so and so. All of this list makes the man, his life to be a miserable life. To hate to come back to his wife. To hate to meet his wife. The same thing like that. The woman has right over men to prepare himself in a good looking. You come back from your work. All of us work in the street, smelling hot weather outside. Come back, ya akhi, take a full shower, comb your hair, and so on so. And try to be also ready for your wife. This is the life, happiness for the family members. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A woman came to him, told him, ya Rasulullah, I hate some time to see my wife, my husband. Said, why? Said, because he working very hard work outside. And when he come back, he's full of his smell. And he doesn't care about himself. And so on. So woman, she's honest. She has to say that. Even if the woman, she has to advise her husband for that. You have to be in a nice looking. I'm waiting for you. I prepare myself for you. You prepare for yourself for me too. This is the life of the Muslim all the time. We are the best ummah in cleaning. Why Allah command us for wudu? Why Allah command us to take a shower in Friday? Why all of us, we are commanded to clean ourselves? Even in a masjid. When you go and you meet Allah tabaraka ta'ala in a masjid, you have to be in the best. Best pictures. خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. Make yourself clean and a perfect looking when you go for every masjid to pray your salah, in any salah. Not to come from outside and you are full of the smell. Summer is coming. The brother sometimes is cheap. He doesn't want to even buy oil for $5 to smell exactly what perfume to meet his brothers. But the brother, even they come to the masjid and they are full of the smelling. And when you stay in the salah and your brother next to you, subhanallah, you have two different kind of perfume. Before he come, he eat garlic and onion. And when he burble, he, subhanallah, is like a cemetery come to you. And number two, he sucks the whole day walking in a street in the summertime. And the socks became very bad smelling. And the brother, his clothes smelling. And the more important disaster, when he come and hug you, assalamu alaikum, ya akhi, you find all this perfume in front of you. La ya akhi. La ya akhi. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Your brother in Islam even have right over you to clean yourself. To actually, if you feel the socks is smelling, go and wash your feet downstairs. We have the water, alhamdulillah, here. Prepare yourself. Come to Allah. Stand up in front of Allah. Clean. You do that the same thing with your wife. And she has to do the same thing with you. An-nazafatu min al-iman. An-nazafa, cleaning, is a part of your iman. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he passed by in any area, in a street of Medina, in this hot weather. It used to be hot more than that, more than today. When he passed by, subhanallah, Rasulullah, he was passing from this area, subhanallah, from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Ummul Mu'minin Aisha even describe it. Even in Hajj, she used to put the perfume, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to split the two sides of the hair in the other, and this area to be like showing. He comb the hair in both sides, and he make it some of the hair. He has a long hair, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used to actually comb and split the two sides of the hair in the two sides of his face. She used to put the perfume and the mask between, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be in the biggest. Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, radiallahu anhu arda. He used to say, actually, I used to prepare myself actually the same way as my wife. She prepared herself for me. I used to do the same thing in order to meet my wife. But the problem for the Muslim, they damages their houses by this bad smelling and so, and the relation, they don't respect each other. This is a woman in the meantime. Come back to our class. What time you pray, Aisha? 9:15? Time, alhamdulillah. Stay after 10 minutes. So the problem is, the wife today, she lost her duty toward her husband. And the husband, he lost his duty toward the wife. That's why we have a big number of divorce among the Muslim today. Wallahi, I know three young men. They are three friends. Very close friends. I was sitting with them a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sitting with them. The three friends. The first one, he married a woman and he divorced her after 4 months. The second one, he married another woman from here and he divorced her after 8 months. The third one, he left longer with her 2 years and he divorced her. The three of them, they came and sit down. They visit me in my house. Tell them what happened. I divorced my wife. What happened to you? I divorced my wife. What happened to you? I divorced my wife. SubhanAllah. Three young, beautiful men, they divorced. What happened? They told me a lot of things. Why they divorced his wife. And that's in the end. One, she obeyed her father more than the husband and is not allowed in Islam. The woman, after she leave the father's life, she became totally for who? Sheikh Haida. To listen to who? If she receive a two order from the father and the husband, which one she has to follow? The husband, not the father. But in certain community, my father and my mother comes first. My father, the brother came to me and cried, "Ya Sheikh, what can I do? My mother, she told me, you have to divorce your wife." I said, "Why? Why you have to divorce?" I said, "Let me ask a question. Is your wife, she pray?" Well, he said, "Wallahi, she prayed better than me. Even she woke up in the middle of the night, she prayed tahajjud. She tried to, exactly, she's the one most of the time she woke me for fajr." So what happened? She has a good manner, is excellent. But my mother doesn't swallow her. Why? Because in certain community, when the girl came to the house and you have your mother with you, your mother is still treating you as baby. And your mother, she is expecting from you to listen to her for any kind of decision. So my mother, she told me, "If you're not going to divorce her, I will make dua against you and you will never enter the Jannah." He came and cried in the front of me. He cried because his mother, she told him, "If you don't divorce..." I told him, "Can I tell you something? You sure about your wife? She doesn't make..." He tell me, "Wallahi, she cook even every day. But my mother, she need her to clean the house every single day. Tiles, everything. She clean the floor. Everything she has to make it shiny every day. She doesn't want her to get rest. When my wife, she sit down to watch the TV, that is the bad news for my wife, my mother. She need her to work all around the whole hours without any rest. That is actually..." And she told her, "I am the owner of this house. I am the one you taken the order from him in this house, not from your husband. I am his mother." I told him, "Listen, Yahi, you sure about that?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Go tell your mother today, I'm not divorcing my wife. And as much as you could, making dua day and night against you, against me, because Allah, he will never accept your dua." Allah accepted the dua only from who? From the just, the taqi, the muttaqi, the righteous people. Not those who are oppressor, not those who treating the other unjustly. So some of the certain community, the mother or the father say, "Another brother with me in the work area." He told me, I told my son to go and divorce her. Said, "Why?" Said, "Because she does, I feel she disrespect me." I told him, "Could you do me a favor, ya Sheikh?" I told him that man, old man, Sheikh Haider, he knows him without mention his name. I told him, "Why you do that?" Why you do that? He said, because I am his father. He has to listen to me. And I said, Subhanallah, where do you live? He said, I give him apartment in my house. And this girl, she do whatever she like. She has to take my permission. She has to respect me. I told him, can you do me a favor? I said, yeah, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Leave the girl to enjoy her husband. They are able. They are able to manage their life in a better way. So sometimes the parents, they play some dirty games in order to separate the broad, exactly their children from the husband, or the daughter from her husband, or their son from his wife. This is not allowed in Islam. We have to fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. There's a lot of problem. So related to all this disease, in the end what happened? The woman should sometimes she treated the man without fear too, because she need also the man. That's my husband. He became totally for me. And he has his mother. His mother, she consider her son totally for her. He's still the baby. He has to listen to the mother. He has still, subhanAllah, when actually the wife, one of the sisters, send the email to me and told me every single day he came, his mother lived with us. Right away, he take his clothes off and he go and he sit down with his mother until 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and I'm alone in my room. That's not fair. Because he said, and when we ask her husband, why you do that? He said, because my mother, she when I get sad, if I go and I stay with my wife. Subhanallah! Who can say that, ya akhi? My mother, she will be sad if I take my clothes and I go and sit down with my wife. I said, Subhanallah, why you keep your wife? Divorce her, ya akhi. Divorce her. You have to sit with your mother every single day, because you anxious and you worry and you care about your mother. She has right over you too. Your wife, she has right over you. She wanna sit with you. You disappear the whole day, and then even in the afternoon you spend the whole time with your mother. Is not allowed. That's why we have this disease. So from this meaning, if we correct all of that, you're gonna have a happy life. The woman, she will be able to listen to you. And if you fear Allah and you treat the woman as a trust in your house, you don't have any problem. But we remind our sister again, إِذَا دَعَ الرَّجُلُ مْرَأَتَهُ. Listen for this hadith. إِذَا دَعَ الرَّجُلُ مْرَأَتَهُ إِلَى فِرَاشِهِ فَلْتُلَبِّي وَلَوْ كَانَتْ عَلَى ظَهْرِ قَطْب. If the man calling his wife to come to his bed, she has to obey him. Even she was over a camel. That's the transportation that time. So let me say here, even if the woman, she get the dress and she go outside, she's almost gonna go outside, she gonna go to her work, her husband are staying off that day, and he told her, I need you to be with me that day. She has to obey. She has to take her clothes. I prepare myself. Take your clothes off and go obey your husband. You know why? Because if she doesn't obey him, and he calling her for her before the bed, maybe the man, Sheikh Haidar, he has a need. Maybe he need his wife. And if she doesn't give it to him, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? You're going to go for Zina, right? You're going to go for the X-rated movie? You're going to go for a magazine? I'm going to the beach because we are in the summertime. Let me enjoy the kids. La! We need to have all this. We don't have embarrassed from our deen. We have to open this clearly in our community to fight against the shaitan, because the best action the shaitan wanted from any of us, if you are married and you what? Divorce what? Your wife. That is the best action for the shaitan. Therefore, our house became full of. So we have to understand, any woman refuse to give, to obey her husband, especially when you call her for the bed, that means the angel will curse her until the second morning. And if the angel curse her, what does that mean? Accepted dua or not accepted dua? Huh? Accepted or not accepted dua? Accepted dua. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to clear all our house from the shaitan, and to make actually to guide our wife, inshaAllah ta'ala, to be righteous, and to guide us also to be fair and justice, and to be righteous also. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to protect all the family members in everywhere. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give victory for Islam in everywhere. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. جزاكم الله خير for listening. سبحانك الله وحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.